The future of the AMP board is in doubt after revelations that a supposedly independent report on alleged unethical behaviour commissioned by the wealth manager was tampered with before it went to the corporate regulator ASIC. Big investors want answers, and they're threatening to vote against AMP's remuneration report at next month's annual general meeting. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission. Peter, the admissions by AMP last week and the actions of its board are raising big questions about the board's judgment.
Well, Saba, as we heard just then from John Williams, the Australian Shareholders Association is extremely disturbed that the AMP board, led by Chairman Catherine Brenner, interfered with that independent report about unethical behaviour as many as 25 times. Now, AMP's annual general meeting is scheduled for the 10th of May, and given the resignation of AMP boss Craig Miller on Friday, there's serious doubt over whether Ms. Brenner can survive as chairman for much longer. Alan Golden is a director at the Shareholders Association taking the lead on the AMP scandal, and he's unimpressed at AMP's decision to conduct its own independent review into the admissions about its own governance. And he says that if there's enough shareholder discontent, AMP could end up with a first strike against the Catherine Brenner-led AMP board.
What this means in English is, darn, we're caught. So now we're going to make sorry and launch some committee. So hearing about things like this, the tampering, supposed tampering with the Clayton News report, it just seems to be part of the whole system of denial that they're undertaking.
Given what we now know about the practices at AMP and the various admissions from last week, is Chairman Catherine Brenner's position tenable?
I think that she's got some serious questions to answer at the moment.
But should it just be Catherine Brenner? Can anyone on the AMP board survive this sort of damage given the risk of civil or even criminal charges?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. We'll be having our voting intentions coming out this week. And really, that's where you'll go and see what we think should be happening with the three directors who are up for re-election.
In the end, should the chairman of a company like AMP take the ultimate responsibility for the sort of admissions that we've heard about AMP?
Yeah. I mean, the chairman is getting the money. The chairman is in charge. The chairman is the person who is setting the standards, the control of a company, and therefore should take the responsibility.
AMP's annual general meeting is set for May the 10th. What's going to happen if you don't get a plausible explanation?
We'll be very active in questioning whoever is on the board, whoever is attending there. We have the power with whatever proxies we have. We can vote against the remuneration report. We can also vote against the directors up for election.
And that could see an overturning of the AMP board ultimately?
If 25% of the shareholders voting believe that the remuneration report should be rejected, then there'll be a first strike.
Alan Golden, a director at the Australian Shareholders Association, speaking there with Peter Ryan. And Peter, we just heard Wacker Williams say that he thought that there was more bad news to come for AMP at the Royal Commission. It is resuming this morning. What can we expect today?
Yes, AMP in the spotlight again at the Royal Commission. Its head of advice compliance, Sarah Britt, will be taking the stand. We'll also be hearing from Andrew Hagger, the NAB's chief customer officer, and Kylie Rickson from the ANZ, who's their chief wealth officer.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.